Back to this article, American allies. The swift reassessment of trade relations, only amplifies the potential for a shakeup of the broader geopolitical framework. Mr. Trump has already criticized NATO as obsolete. He's provoked fears of a clash with China. In shutting American borders to people from predominantly Muslim countries, Mr. Trump risks inflaming tensions with Middle East nations while widening a void with democratic allies over basic values. We'll be talking more about that next week. Given that nearly one-third of all American trade is conducted with China and Mexico, a rupture risks severe economic damage. The three countries are intertwined in the global supply chain. China makes components that go into auto parts manufactured in the United States. Those parts are delivered to factories in China that produced finished vehicles sold to Americans. Calling such vehicles Mexican imports misses that much of the value is produced in the United States, employing American labor. It's a single world system. The idea of trade these days, I'm quoting a trade economist from the London School of Economics, the idea of trade wars these days, what politicians have in mind, is really a 19th century or early 20th century conception of trade, said Gianmarco J.P. Ottaviano, a trade economist at the London School of Economics. You don't even know who you're going to hurt with these kinds of things. You're probably going to destroy American jobs in the end, unquote. And do we really think the power guys don't understand the global supply chain? Okay? And that the folks advising Trump don't understand that. So 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. He's an actor. They got an actor to play the part of president. He's doing the job for whatever motives. Who knows? Who cares? We don't really care what y'all be doing. What we want is for you to get up off us so we can do what we want to do with our own gifts. And stop having to relinquish them because of your fear. Continuing, beyond the economic effects, Mr. Trump's refashioning of trade has already altered global alignments. That was quick, huh? I mean, that's really hella funny when you think about it. It's been, what, a couple weeks? Or a week? Who knows? I don't. I'm living in one EMF blur these days. In emphasizing America first, Mr. Trump has generated a widespread sense that the country is surrendering its global leadership position. Britain's abandonment of the European Union has enhanced the view that a period of international integration has devolved to a new era in which nationalist concerns are paramount. And my comment, and that's because of the stupidity of you and I, right? That's the hidden message. We need those good daddies. We're going to be talking about the good daddies in a second. Continuing, with both countries pursuing nationalist aspirations and multilateral institutions seemingly in danger, that would be the grown-ups, the world order that's at risk because of the this crazy Trump guy, supposedly. Or the idiot people who voted for him, supposedly. The world suddenly seems short of supervision. Where are those good daddies? Come on. Time for us to grow up. Long past. We are so tired of having to, you know, watch their little schemes, their little theater pieces unfold before our nauseous gaze. China, continuing, is working to assume the mantle. Don't we want to start living, truly living, instead of being an audience to their sick, demented theater pieces? President Xi Jinping of China last week used an address in Davos to submit his nation's bid as a reliable champion of expanded trade. Mr. Xi is an ironic choice as an icon for free trade. Yet, Mr. Xi's speech was so successful that it won the embrace of business people and world leaders alike. Is your heart softening? I mean, there's totalitarians and there's totalitarians, okay? You gotta at least look statesmanlike. At a lunch in Davos 2 days later, statesmanlike means look like a good daddy, or look like, at least look like a daddy who you can, who you don't mind bending to, obeying, right? Not a daddy that is the butt of so many, of so much ridicule. At a lunch in Davos 2 days later, a Berlin-based private equity fund manager predicting the dawning of a new era said, "We heard a Chinese president becoming the leader of the free world," he said. That's unquote from the article, "American Allies Shift Focus to China as World Girds for a Trump Trade War." And that's the New York Times of January 31st, 2017. And don't we need, wouldn't it be interesting if we weren't too busy planning that one day global general strike for an authentic authentic unpacking of that little scheme, the notion of China, of Mr. Xi. I suspect if we took the time and had a bit more info, what we would find behind that little, what should we call that mantle being laid on Xi Jinping, that anointment of him as this legitimate person. I think we might call it big fear of the Chinese people.